2302nd meeting of the Board of Directors. The first item that we have on our agenda is approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes, any questions regarding the agenda? Hearing none, then we will accept the agenda as presented. We have approval of the minutes of January 19. We have a motion and a second. Hearing no comment, then the minutes will be adopted as presented. We will have our public comment period next. We have two speakers that have signed up to speak, but first we're going to ask for comments from our RAC chair, who after this meeting will be a regular part of the agenda, but today speaking in the public comment period. Mr. Jaffe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, citizens of the Board of Directors. Good morning, welcome. Mr. Jaffe, please address the board in public for 3 to 2 minutes. The Writers Advisory Council had its first public meeting on January 5th, 2006. We had election of officers. The second vice chair is Charles Metcalf of Virginia, first vice chair Susan Holland of Maryland, and myself, Dennis Jaffe of Washington, D.C., as chair of the Writers Advisory Council. We had a first regular monthly meeting on February 1st, Wednesday. We will be holding regular monthly meetings, first Wednesdays of every month, at 6:30 p.m. in a room adjacent to this room here at the headquarters. And before I even continue, if I may depart quite briefly, just to thank Mrs. Metcalf for the opportunity over the last couple weeks to have some meaningful dialogue as the Writers Advisory Council begins to move forward, and take my hat off to media task chairman Hoffman for his committed leadership last year and helping bring to fruition the Writers Advisory Council, and also staff for all of its hard work. At the February 1st meeting of the Writers Advisory Council, we established several committees: the Metro Bus Committee, Metro Rail, Metro Access, a Budget Committee, a Safety and Security Committee, and a Rules and Administrative Committee for the Writers Advisory Council. And in addition to that, at our first meeting, we also unanimously passed a motion on an item that will come, that will be further discussed and talked about as we move forward, and that is for the Writers Advisory Council to hold a public forum within the next month or so that will give the opportunity to riders of Metro Access to have their voice heard here in the halls of Metro regarding their experiences with the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. I know that the Writers Advisory Committee has gotten off to a very active start, so thank you for your efforts and to the committee. We have Don Folden.
Chance in D.C. and this opportunity. For too long, for opportunities to become available, we do nationwide searches. Well, the people that have talent here, that have worked very hard to try to get an opportunity, don't often get that chance. And I think that with this choice of Mr. Tangalini, this might set a trend that we don't have to do nationwide searches for talent, that nationwide searches will come here, looking for the good people that we have in the district. And that's one of the things that we as a city need to get our act together and prepare our people so that people will come and say, hey, the best people that you can find to do a job is in Washington, D.C. And Like I said, whoever had the vision or even took the risk to do this, I think you're a trendsetter, and I think you're going to be amazed at the results. I've had an opportunity to meet Mr. Tangalini and invite him over. He got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to come over to my garage, to ride on my roof, to meet the people. He's approachable, and I think it would be a disgrace if you didn't give him an opportunity, because I think he's going to do a fine job. And I believe, as a result of his leadership, the WMATA would be the number one transportation division in America. So again, whoever came up with the idea, I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Folden. Our next speaker is Ann Penley.
Chairman Mack and board members, I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak. My name is Ann Penley, and I'm a member of many different organizations. One of the organizations I belong to is NOVADA, Northern Virginia Disability Advocates, and I am speaking as an individual, but as a member of that group. I'd like to speak about mental access. I've been a writer for a number of years, and I must say I greatly appreciate the service. And I'd also like to say that I've had many rides that I consider good quality. I do, though, have some suggestions that I'm hopeful help you in organizing the system. Recently, I wanted to go visit my congressman on the Hill, and I called up to make a reservation and said I want to go to the Cannon Building. And they said, well, you need a street address visit. You can drop me off at Independence Avenue because the two side streets are closed. They says, well, you need a street address. And I says, well, they don't have one. I call them up. They do not have an exact street address. So I then had to ask the supervisor to schedule in, but not schedule my ride. After I talked to the supervisor, I received the same comments. And I said, this is one of the house buildings there, right by the Capitol. And they do not list a street address. She said she would help me and look it up. That was very nice of her to do that. She called me back in probably about 40 minutes and said it was 101. And she says because of security reasons, they do not give out the street address. So I'm hoping that you can look at all these different buildings that don't normally give out a street address or have one, and put that into your system. So when someone calls up and they say they want to go to the Cannon Building or the Russell Building, that you have that address for them. A friend and I rode together because she was also going to visit her congressman, and the driver was using the GPS system, and the GPS system did not get us there. It had us somewhere down by the Jefferson Memorial. I am totally blind, but I told the driver, you need to be on Independence Avenue. And we were going around and around, I don't know how many times. And finally, we asked some passerby, and they were able to tell us we had to make a turn and then go down a mile. So the GPS systems need to be looked at. And these buildings, the House buildings, the Congress, whether it's maybe the Washington Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, need to be put into the system so that riders can get to these locations and don't have to go through the aggravation and stress that I had to go through. And that is my comments for today, and I want to thank you again for listening to my comments.
Thank you very much, Ms. Pemsky. Okay, we will move to the report of the chairman, and I have a few remarks that I would like to make. It is an honor for me to serve once again as chair of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority Board of Directors. I've been privileged to serve on this board in this critical regional transit board for more than 20 years, and I am now ready to take on the challenges that lay before us as chairman of the board. First, I want to recognize the outstanding job that Dana Kaufman did as chairman last year in moving the agency forward and refocusing our efforts on our service and our customers. Dana's legacy includes an increased focus on customer service, the creation of the Citizens Advisory Panel, and in the inclusion of the public comments that we just heard here at the board. These efforts were added to the openness of the town hall meetings that were started under Chairman Bob Smith's leadership. I intend to continue to build on these openness and outreach policies. I want to say welcome to Dan Tagliolini. We are excited about the new leadership that he will bring to us as we move forward into a new era here at Metro. The enthusiasm and freshness that Dan brings excites us all about the possibilities of the future. I also want to thank Richard White for his 9.5 years as head of this organization. He has been our longest serving general manager, almost 1/3 of the entire history of the organization. And during his tenure, we advanced Metro in some very significant ways. And his accomplishments are a significant part of the service foundation that we have been building here over the last 30 years. Despite our many successes and our many service improvements, WMATA still has many challenges ahead. This is an exciting but crucial junction for this organization, and I believe that we have the capacity, the energy, and the know-how to continue to meet and overcome these challenges, but that we must have strong partners throughout the region if we are to ensure that Metro remains the premier transit system in America. I am sure that it will come as no surprise to anyone who has known me over my 20-year tenure at WMATA, but I want to make it clear that my top priority of chairman of the board will be on Metro Bus. Metro Bus is one of the most vital services we provide to our customers and is critical to the continued growth and livability of our region. I am committed to continued improvements and enhancements to this service to ensure that Metro Bus is clean, safe, and reliable for our riders. We recently took some positive steps toward improving our bus service, such as the modernization of our fleet with the addition of 111 compressed natural gas vehicles and 12 new diesel hybrids. We replaced 270 beat up old destination signs with new, more user-friendly signs, and we have implemented important route adjustments for increased efficiency. I also plan to seek additional information enhancements for bus patrons, including real-time information on bus arrivals, increased placement of system maps on WMATA and local shelters, and I plan to develop a program to provide bilingual information for our Latino bus customers. I will direct staff to develop realistic timelines for when these improvements will be operational so that customers will know what to expect from us and when to expect it. We can and we will do more to significantly improve the bus operations in 2006. Let me say a little bit about the Metro Access Program. We are going to continue to improve this program. Moving to a new contractor and reestablishing the Metro Access Program has been challenging and in some cases difficult for our patrons. And I want to publicly apologize to those riders who have had extraordinary issues with our service during this transition period. And I will commit to you the full effort of the board to work out these problems. Today, we are announcing the membership of the ad hoc committee that was approved by the board last month. This effort will be led by the board and the Writers Advisory Council. I am asking the committee to provide an interim report within 45 days, with a final report in 90 days. During this review period, the Writers Advisory Committee, as you heard this morning from the chair, will be holding a public forum to hear from the writers regarding the changes in our Metro Access service. We will improve this service, and we will listen to our writers to make sure that we are meeting our objectives. In addition to our renewed focus on bus, we must tackle other critical challenges and priorities facing WMATA in the coming years. First and foremost is the issue of long-term dedicated funding to take us beyond the commitments of Metro Matters. As I stated recently when I testified before the DC City Council on Finance and Revenue on a proposal to create dedicated funding for Metro, WMATA is the only major public transit system in the country without a substantial dedicated source of funding to pay for operating and capital needs. And the cost of operations, maintenance, and rehabilitation have been putting an increasing burden on Metro financing. Metro is a critical asset to the National Capital Region, and we must work cooperatively as a region to keep it healthy and vital. And I just want to comment that the DC Council yesterday, the Committee on Finance and Revenue approved the dedicated funding bill that had been introduced in the district, and we will look forward to the advancement of that before the entire council. The Metro Matters Agreement was a significant step forward for this region, both in terms of regional cooperation and the recognition that both Metro and the region need some certainty about future WMATA funding needs. But we must act now to take the next step to put Metro funding on a more predictable basis so that we can secure the system's future and meet the growing demand. Let me say a few words about Metro Rail. Increased ridership has been one of our biggest challenges. This is a manifestation of the success that the system has been over the years, and we are working hard to address the challenges that this has brought. Within rail operations, we are already seeing the success of our 8-car pilot program. We must continue that effort and continue to modernize our fleet of rail cars. Newer, longer trains mean that we can move more people faster with fewer disruptions in our service. I am confident that we will see great improvement, in our rail system in 2006 and beyond because of these efforts. I also want to thank Mayor Anthony Williams and the DC City Council for their continued confidence in me to represent the interests of district residents on this board. And I want to thank my colleagues on the board, in particular DC representatives, for your support over the years and for your commitment to work cooperatively in the coming year. Together, we will continue to move this organization forward, and we will ensure that WMATA remains America's best transit system. Thank you. Thank you. And now we have a resolution before us for the board procedures for 2006. These procedures are, we have made very minor changes in our board procedures. They have been available in advance for review. The one significant change that we have made is to establish a committee, an audit and performance committee. This action separates out the audit review from the budget committee and having served as Budget Committee Chair for many years, I believe that this committee will give audit the focus that it deserves, and also will help us to focus on audit as we look at moving toward an Inspector General, which we have committed ourselves to do. I believe those are, there are no other significant changes in these procedures, and so I would ask for any if the board has any comment.
So moved, Madam Chair.
We have a motion. Can we have a second?
Second.
And a second.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Does the action on the procedures include the standards of conduct?
Yes, it does include the standards of conduct.
Then I have a couple of points.
Okay.
If we could look at the standards of conduct on page 5 of the standards, item F, F1. Where it says, board members shall not use or permit others to use information obtained from the authority through the board member's official position with the authority to further direct or indirect financial interests of board member, etc. It may be implicit, but I wonder if we might not want to make it explicit after the word authority to say, and not generally available to the public.
Without any exception, we'll add that language.
Let me just, Madam Chair, can I get on the right page here? I have page 1 of the standards of conduct. Is that
page
just
five.
Article 2?
Page 5, it's Article 3, F1.
What was that language again, Mr. General?
I'm suggesting inserting after the word authority and not generally available to the public. Again, that would be the argument one would make, but just thinking.
I think you should
make it explicit.
You might want to put that clause immediately after the word information rather than after the word authority.
Could also, yeah, not use and. You could say information not generally available to the public obtained from the authority. That would also work.
Why would we do that?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Any other comments?
I had one other one.
Okay.
On page 7, which is Article 6, it's under sanctions. A is really sanction against the board member who would, you know, violate Article 3, but B relates to the consequences for such a transaction that might have occurred. And if you read it, it says, any financial transaction to which the authority is a party willfully made in contravention of Article 3, Section B hereof, may be declared void by the board. Now, in many circumstances, the modifier willfully is relevant because, you know, the purpose is not to catch somebody, you know, punish somebody for something that was not done willfully. In this case, however, the section refers to the board's discretion in voiding an action, which it would not otherwise have done. And I've discussed this with Ms. O'Keefe, and she may want to comment. But my suggestion would be to strike the word willfully in this case, because if such a situation arose, I think the board would want the discretion to declare void a transaction that it otherwise would not have entered into, even if there not had been a willful violation on the part of a member. And as I said, if you wanted to consult with the attorney on that, but that's my suggestion.
Would you comment on that?
The willful concept, excuse me, appears in the in the compact with respect to the forfeiture of a board member's office for a violation of the compact. However, the provision of the compact that allows for avoiding of a contract made in contravention of the compact standards does not require a willful component. So Mr. Zimmerman's amendment is consistent with the compact requirements. It actually gives the board greater flexibility to determine whether or not a particular contract, should be voided.
Fine, then we'll make that change.
Well, that's my suggestion, if there's no objection.
Right, I was just going to ask, is there any objection on the part of the members? Seeing none, then we would make that change. Are there any other comments by board members? Let me just say on the committees, I have left the number of committees the same while I created a committee, an audit and performance committee. The administration, the former administration committee, has been added to the agenda of the policy and former policy and legislative committee. So that committee is now policy, legislative, and administration committee. If there are no further comments or changes, then are you ready for vote? Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, that's approved. Our next item is approval of our committee assignments, and we have in our folder the committee assignments for 2006. Each of our committees is chaired by one of our voting directors, and each of our and the vice chair for each of those committees is a non-voting director, and we've attempted to balance the committee leadership between the three states that are a part of the authority. So are there any questions, comments on the committee assignments? Seeing none, then I would call for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any comments? Hearing none. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, that's approved. Thank you. And then next we have in our folder a resolution recognizing the service of Richard White, and I will move this resolution, and with your, and I have a second from Mr. Zimmerman, and with your indulgence, I will just read a couple of highlights from it. It says, whereas Richard A. White is Wilmotta's longest tenured general manager with approximately 9.5 years of service, whereas during his tenure, ridership has grown 37%, one of the highest growth rates in the nation. Wilmotta completed its 9-station fast-track construction program at $339 million under budget, or 15%, and 10 months ahead of time. Wilmotta has been an industry leader in introducing customer-friendly technology, such as smart trip cards, a web-based trip itinerary planner, and a rail station passenger information signs during Mr. White's tenure. And whereas under Mr. White's leadership, Wilmotta recently executed a historic Metro Matters funding agreement with its funding partners that is designed to address a backlog of capital improvements to help keep the system in a state of good repair, and resolved that Wilmotta Board of Directors thanks Mr. White for exemplary service to Wilmotta and wishes him much success in the future. And the resolution will be effective immediately. Those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous. Thank you. All right, now we'll move to the report of the general manager, Mr. Bartlett.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. In deference to the significance of the next agenda item, I will merely indicate that the report is in your book, and staff is prepared to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Bartlett. Mr. Bartlett, I will just recognize that we are aware that you have also tendered your resignation or separation from Wilmotta, and that this is the last board meeting that you will be attending, and you will be properly recognized in the future.
Okay. Okay. I've always thought of myself as very recognizable.
All right, now the next task we have is to administer the oath of office to our interim general manager, Mr. Tangley.
Thank you.
Discharge the duties incumbent on me.
Discharge the duties.
Interim General Manager of Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
General Manager of Washington.
According to the best of my ability, so help me.
According to the best.
With the board's indulgence, I'd like to steal a few seconds of your time to thank you very much and let you know I think it's an incredible and distinct honor that you've bestowed upon me. And I've also come to realize over the last several weeks as I've read briefing materials and other items that have been prepared by the staff and having talked to people, it's an incredible and awesome responsibility. That having been said, Metro is an amazing accomplishment. And it really is proof of what our region can do when we get together and we work together. Over 1.1 million riders a day rely on us getting them where they need to go. I will work hard to maintain your trust, and I want the board to know that. Since we're going back to basics, I'll really try to keep it simple. I have no 23-point plan for Metro. I have a 1-point plan, and that's simply to put our customers first. And we'll do that by listening to them. Listening to ideas like from Ms. Pinsky, who this morning gave us some great ideas for how we can improve Metro access service. We'll also listen to our employees, and I've met many over the last several weeks. And I've just been struck by how enthusiastic and how dedicated they are and how many great ideas they have to make our service better. So I know Metro has a bright future, and I look forward to sitting for a while at least at the head of this operation as we move forward into that future, as we put our customers first, and as we improve our services. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan, and welcome again. We will now move to our committee reports, and Mr. Kaufman, former vice chair of the Budget Committee, will give the Budget Committee report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll go through a series of action items, and in the interest of time, I'll be brief. First is item A, amend the FY06 System Access Capacity Program, SAP, for a reimbursable project, and I would move approval.
Second. Motion, a second. Comment? Hearing none, those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That's approved.
Next, Madam Chair, I move to amend the FY06 SAP for the Huntington Parking Bus Garage.
Motion and a second. Comment? Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That's approved.
And the FY06 operating budget for non-regional bus route 9S. I would move approval.
A motion and a second. Comment? Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? That's approval. Thank you.
Also move approval to initiate and award professional technical labor legal consulting services.
Second. Motion and a second. Comment? Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That's approved.
The rest, Madam Chair, were a series of reports, and we were there, so we know what happened. That concludes the report, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman. That was swift. The next report is Customer Service Operations and Safety. Mrs. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The Customer Service Operations and Safety Committee met today, February 16th, and is recommending two action items for board consideration. The first is request for elimination of regional Metrobus routes 9B, Huntington Towers, Crystal City, and 10P, Mount Vernon Avenue, Crystal City. I move approval of the recommendation.
Motion and a second. Any comment? Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That's approved.
The second action item undertaken this morning was to obtain board approval of artwork proposed for the DuPont Circle Metro Rail Station. On behalf of the committee, I move approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any comment?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Graham.
If I may, I just want to say how pleased I am at this action item, because this item will produce artwork for the DuPont Circle Metro Station, which will honor the early caregivers in the HIV epidemic, who came, of course, from all of our jurisdictions, because AIDS, even in its earliest days, did not spare Maryland or Virginia or the District of Columbia. These are individuals who came forward at a time in the epidemic when there was great fear, there was great concern, there was a whole lot of ignorance, and there was a whole absence of government support. And so what we propose to do here is to have poetry. One poem is coming from the poet laureate of Howard University, and the second are some pretty immortal words by Walt Whitman that will honor this response in the District of Columbia, which was historic, was meaningful, and made a critical difference in the lives of so many people. So I'm very pleased to have seconded this motion. I'm very pleased to see this action item finally occurring, and I look forward to the dedication of this memorial, which will mean so much to so many people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Any further comments? Hearing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, that's approved. Thank you. Next on our agenda, we have administrative actions. We have seven actions.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Zimmerman.
I move that administrative items A1 through 7 be approved en bloc, minus any members, any items members may choose to request stricken.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any comment? Hearing none, then items 1 through 7, those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, that's approved. Thank you. I have one further item. I will make a motion for an executive session following this session to discuss personnel matters. I have a motion and a second. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, that's approved. Reports by the jurisdiction. Do we have any reports, Mr. Graham?
No report, Madam Chair, from the District of Columbia.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Mr. Deegan, WSTC.
No report.
Thank you. And Ms. Hudgens, NVTC.
I only want to simply say that the full funding legislation is continuing through the General Assembly, and we would hope that it will stay on a positive track.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Zimmerman.
I don't know how much good news we're going to get to report, so we should say it passed unanimously out of the Senate Finance Committee yesterday, which doesn't necessarily mean anything, but, you know, as I said, we don't know how many good opportunities we're going to get, so.
Great. I move that we adjourn to executive session.
Second.
A second, without exception, we'll do that. Thank you very much.
Hey, friend.